This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Each and every week, we spend some time with somebody from District 61. It's a big footprint, right? 7,000 plus students and all the buildings and the different things. But we want to kind of drill down and talk about something very specific. Johns Hill, what an amazing building. It went from the oldest, I believe, bricks and mortar in the district to the newest. And it is flat out amazing. If you haven't had the opportunity to see it, and the whole park for that matter, I know the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, the city of Decatur, and other people worked about, there's a new baseball field and basketball courts and tennis courts, and they've worked around the neighborhood for improvements. It's just fantastic. And I love the architecture. I mean, every time I drive by it, I mean, I will go around just to drive by it to go see how that neighborhood looks today versus like the K-8. We spent there 8 years with the old building. And the K-8 years, even in the old building, were great for us. I mean, the culture, the student body, the principal, the staff. I mean, everybody was fantastic, even with, ceiling files, falling out of the, in the auditorium. And I'm not exaggerating, am I?
No, not at all.
Okay. But now you get the best of both worlds. You get the new school, and this auditorium, this theater is unbelievable. When you walk out on that stage and just look out, I mean, it looks like a high school or a college. I mean, it's fantastic. Rob Prang joins us. This is like a twofer this week. We've had both you and your wife in this week.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you. Now, I don't want to like be down, but I'm bummed. Rob's gonna finish his career with his career with District 61 in June of this year. And where are you going?
I'm gonna go to Mount Zion. I'm gonna be the athletic activities director at the middle school and high school there.
All right. Well, I want to say congratulations and I want to be happy for you, but I'm just kind of bummed. I don't know how to feel about that.
I know it was a really tough decision leaving great people here, but I'm going into another great situation. And
let me just say I'm happy for you then personally that you're happy. I'm bummed that all the future kiddos aren't going to get that experience of having you there at Johns Hill.
Thank you.
I mean, I just personally thank you, our family, for the 8 years we had there. It was an incredible experience, and you were fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I know you don't want to spend a bunch of time on that, but good luck in your new role. What has been the major difference for you, having been there for so long, with what you had before, what you have now? What has this new theater, this new auditorium, this new building meant for the performing arts and for theater and for art?
So we always had some strong fine arts programs, whether that be music or theater or just, the visual arts. And I think we had really resourceful people that were kind of putting it together in less than ideal
conditions.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so now this new building, like you said, it's state of the art. The arts are the focus, of part of the building, just the auditorium and the art room. Even the drama classroom, being able to get right out onto the catwalks, it's just a different experience.
Well, Jennifer Tice, who's with us here today, I'm so grateful. The arts forever were like on the chopping block. If budget gets tight, we care more about football. It's such an integral part of a human being's experience, right? And what is it like to be able to like have an entire school sort of based around this concept of celebrating the arts?
I'm true. I'm going to be honest on that.
Yeah.
I think that the arts can bring so much to students in so many different aspects, not just the educational, but the social, emotional, the connection, the finding your place. I mean, as kids are developing, they're trying to find out who they are. And I think that them that chance to find if that's part of their niche.
Well, so it's going to be part of your life the rest of your life, even if you're just a consumer, right?
It's true.
It's the one mystery to me about public education over the years is like if budgets get tight, that's the first thing on the chopping block. And now you got an entire school that celebrates that, and you got state of the art stuff.
Yes.
Well, all right. Do you still feel magical when you walk out on that stage?
I do.
Sometimes we move to Hawaii, the view doesn't, after a while becomes just sort of standard. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Every time you walk on the stage, it's always something different. even if you're still working on the same show, it's still a different type of magic that you get to see between the actors and the audience. And no show is ever the same
right.
each time you perform. So,
all right, let's talk about theater for a moment. Critical thinking, creative thinking, communication, collaboration, mm-hmm. all the things that we get from other areas of life. That's what this is all about.
Yes. Yeah.
Why is that important?
Well, it helps in so many different ways. I mean, all these skills that the students can get from theater now is things that they can take on and continue to use in school and in the workplace. I mean, you have to be able to collaborate when you're on the job site. You have to be able to critically think and solve problems. And that creativity that we have in theater allows them to develop those critical thinking skills to be able to transfer it into problem solving.
All right. Talk to me about some of the performances you've put together and just the student activity. And then being K through eight, what does that look like, you know, through the different grades?
So mostly my kindergarten through fifth is just strict classes where we play games and we learn how to do theater.
Okay.
And then when I get to the middle school level, I do a spring musical. So last year, and it was open up from K through
eighth. Saw the pictures. Grade. You see this, Nick? This is incredible. Yeah.
And that was our first musical in the new building. So fifth through eighth graders. We had about 25 students, 8 technicians, and I really like the opportunity to open it up to people who don't necessarily want to be on stage, but learn some of those backstage because they're still vital.
Oh, my God, yes. What were those 8 technicians' responsibilities?
I had stage managers. I had an ASM. I had people help with lighting and costumes and scenery movement and all that kind of stuff. So just kind of learning how to coordinate that backstage area. My dream is that it's more self-sufficient, as in I develop the kids, they kind of grow up under other kids and they kind of learn the roles from, you know, the older kids
sure.
as they get through.
Because and people don't realize, I think you go see a show and you're just watching what happens on the stage, but all the behind the scenes stuff, and some of those kids don't want to be out there mm-hmm. in front of the microphone. They like the behind the scenes stuff, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I grew up that way when I was in high school. I was only strictly a technician. So
yeah, that's fascinating. Also with us today, Isabella Springer, who is an eighth grader. She's proudly wearing her Eagles hoodie there, Nick, not the Owls. Tell me why, first of all, you're an eighth grader. You're getting ready to start high school after this semester. What got you involved in this whole program?
So at the old building, we did kindergarten and third grade plays. And so that really was my first exposure to theater overall. Our fifth grade year, we had someone else running the theater program and we did Frozen Junior. So that was another exposure opportunity for me. And I figured out that I actually really wanted to do it. So whenever we got back from COVID, my seventh grade year, I took the intro to theater class and that was really fun and new and exciting for me. I got to meet a lot of new people. And I was in Seussical, and that was like when I was like, yeah, I'm definitely doing this.
What role did you play?
I did Yurl the Turtle, and I was also part of the ensemble during Seussical Junior.
All right. For those kids that are maybe nervous about this, because, you know, getting up in front of people is hard. You know, public speaking, people fear death more than they do death, right? There's a lot of people that are uncomfortable. How did you get over that fear of doing that and the benefits, you know, like why other kids should try this and be a part of this?
So public speaking is actually really, really important, I feel like. So I feel like just feeling like you're being accepted will really help you with that exposure. So just take little steps and it really does benefit you because that's a life skill that you need. Because whenever you're at like an interview, for example,
sure.
you're going to need those skills. You can't really be shy in front of an interviewer. So I feel like that just really helps you grow as a person and helps you in the future.
Okay. And when you think about the work that goes into it, because people just see the final performance, right? They don't mm-hmm. see all the practice time. They don't see all of the work that goes into. And I think that we have this weird thing, like we kind of understand it with sports, but we don't really think about it with band, or we don't think about it with, you know, people who are in the creative arts.
Right.
There's a ton of work.
Yes. A lot of time, a lot of practice. You name it.
Yeah. And so what does it feel like when you get out there that first night?
So with all the practice and effort you put in, you really, really hope it goes well. And just walking out there, especially the first time you've ever done it.
Now, how nervous were you? Be honest.
I was very, very nervous. I was like shaking. So I had these like older kids comforting me and it was just magical after the show. And whenever I walked out there, like it just was a huge confidence boost for me. And it was just, it felt amazing.
So it's strange, you know, Nick and I spend 3 hours a day here and we can't see our audience, right? So there, you don't get to feed off of what the people are doing in the front row. What was that like, just sort of feeding off the energy of those people that were there to see it?
It really, really helps you. It like really pushes you forward because you just want to make those people feel good, and you just want all the practice and effort you put into it just come out and be something great with your peers.
All right, Nick, I asked her off the air, you know, I thought maybe she wants to, you know, maybe go to Millikan, be a Broadway star. She wants to be a veterinarian. Why a veterinarian?
So I've always grown up with dogs, and I just honestly love animals. I don't care, like, what species they are. I've just always found them so interesting, and the anatomy behind it is just amazing to me. So I'm just really, really interested in that. So I feel like by doing these other things that I'm doing, it'll look good on my resume, and it's also fun for me, so it gives me confidence boost, and it just makes me feel confident in my own skin.
Communication's important, right? No matter what it is that you do in life. Have you seen the bear in Colorado that's doing the selfies? Have you seen that story?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you. The more I meet people, I think I'd rather be around nature and animals these days. So what are you going to do leading up to this big, you know, move? You got, what, a few months left?
Yes. Yeah. About 5, 6.
Is so. I guess it'll go by fast, though.
It will.
How has the neighborhood, the community, the students, the families, you know, with this new space, what has it meant for you guys? Because you had the culture before. You really did.
I think growth, you know, being able to bring in about 150 more students than we had in the old building.
Yeah, you're doing like, you're like 640 students,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So that's been a help. And I think broadening the choices that our students have, you know, adding the theater program, adding a dance class. So really just expanding on the arts and bringing in more students to get to experience that.
And is public education doing a better job of celebrating the arts and prioritizing the arts, in your opinion? Because it was, I mean, for a long time, one of those categories that would just be the first on the cutting board, right?
Yeah, and I've really tried to just focus more in my bubble, and I feel like, you know, our school and DPS has helped us with that. So I think that's better here, at least.
What I loved, our experience there, you know, Johns Hill is an English as a second language school in the district. And I love the fact that our guy from kindergarten got a chance to meet people from all over the world and learn about other cultures. Has that been a great experience for you?
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. Johns Hill is just such a diverse school, and you get to meet so many people, and it really, really makes you think about how other people feel, and it makes you walk in their shoes, which I think really helps a lot of us kind of grow up. And for those students who are English second language kids, it's really a huge confidence boost for them just being accepted and being understood.
Yeah, and it's important, and that's very inspiring what you just said, because we got so much in this country where people just want to treat people as villains, or you don't look like me or sound like me, so I don't want to understand anything about you. You get immersed into that from day one, which, yeah, I think is a good thing for for us as people, that we've got young people that we can look at as role models in that way. All right, so what are you going to do without Mr. Prang?
I'm going to keep pushing forward.
I know you will, right? How many kids overall, you know, in the theater program or in the arts at Johns Hill?
In my 3 middle school classes, I have about 70 students this year.
Okay.
So in the play, I've got 25 for Annie, because okay, Annie's our spring musical.
When is that?
It is March 31st and April 1st at 7 p.m.
All right. And do you have all the roles cast? Or are you already practicing?
We are already rehearsing. 3 weeks into rehearsal.
All right, and so, are you in the show?
Yeah.
And what role are you?
I have Grace. That's okay. Role.
I don't know the name. Nick, do you know Annie?
Yeah, cat? Is this going to be Daddy Warbucks, or is it the Jamie Foxx other character?
It's the Daddy Warbucks.
Is it? Okay, so the original.
Going classical. Classical.
Both are good.
And then how many times are you, like, what's that rehearsal look like, just to give people an idea of the work that's invested in this?
So we meet 3 times a week. We meet for 2.5 hours, 3 times a week. For, I think, 10, 12 weeks.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's well over 100 hours in just the rehearsal component.
That's crazy.
So,
but it also teaches valuable life lessons to these kids, right?
Absolutely.
All right, and then you have parents, and I'm sure a lot of volunteers that come in from the community to help make things work, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's not changed, right? I mean, the new building, you always had the investment from the families.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. That's something that hasn't changed. It's been great help having parents, families, community members come in and support the programs. That's That's vital.
All right. What would you like to say to the people who just have negative vibes or whatever about public education or District 61? I mean, we you know, and I'm not saying there's not problems, and you and I have had these conversations about things that need to be addressed. But our day-to-day experience, you know, K through 8 at Johns Hill and 4 years at Eisenhower, we're a net positive, not even close. I mean, you know, with the experience that we had day in and day out as parents and student in District 61, and there's so much negativity. And I'm sure as an administrator, you have to deal with a lot of headaches. But what do people get wrong about it?
I think they need to come in and observe and see some of the programs, the performances, and different things, because I don't think a lot of times people realize all that's going on. You just hear the negatives, or you just hear the big events. And there are so many small wins every day that they don't get to see and experience.
What's been your favorite thing about doing this all these years? How many years?
I've been 21 at Johns Hill.
21 years at Johns Hill. That's got to be... Rob's going to be big man sobbing all the way through the halls on that last day. What's your takeaway, though? I mean, you know, what's that experience been like for you?
It's hard to put into just a couple of words. I think, like you've talked about, it's just a different environment having the ESL program and all of the arts. It's really just a real world experience that I don't think we always get to have. And yeah, that's been great.
All right. How can people from the public see the school? I mean, obviously they come see the play, Annie, right? March what?
31st.
You can buy tickets and go to the show. Mm-hmm. That'd be a great way to see it. People would be able to get a chance to sort of see the vibe of what those hallways look like and what Isabel's experience is like every day and what you see every day.
Yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely, coming to performances. And then with the new building, there are other organizations that are you know, checking out and renting
the Park
space
district did their
yeah.
corral thing, right?
Yeah, that's another great chance that I think people haven't seen that theater, you know, coming to see it. So there's lots of opportunities to at least get in.
Yeah, and you know what they have now that we didn't get K through 8? Parking, which is just a, you don't realize what you didn't have until you have it, right? Guys, good luck, and thank you for sharing your story with us today. Really glad to meet you, Isabella. Thank you for being here today. Good luck with Annie.
Thank you.
And keep fighting for the arts. It's important. And Rob, I'm of mixed emotions on this decision, but I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.